You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
And we'll kick it off with Kyla. Kyla, good morning.
Good morning, guys.
Hey, Kai Kai.
So glad you called. What are you doing today? Anything good?
Drop the dog off at the groomer, drop the boys off at football camp, and now I'm going to go get coffee.
Good for you. Go enjoy some peace and quiet.
How often does that dog go to the groomer?
Every 6 weeks.
Yeah, what kind of dog is it?
Standard poodle. Beautiful.
Your old
best
standard poodle.
Ever.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah.
I might have to fight you on that, Kyla.
I'm not a poodle guy either, but if it works for you. I would drop that dog off at the groomer and then never come back.
No, don't come back. Yeah.
Ever.
we're just
goofing. What's the name of your poodle? What's the name?
Those poodles bark a lot, though. That's what I recall. Poodles are barkers.
It's a standard poodle. It's a standard poodle.
What's
He's
the name?
Huge.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
Dante Patron?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, those standard poodles, those big ones, that's the ones I'm talking about. They're big barkers.
Not at all.
No?
Silent Bob. Mm-hmm.
Okay. I believe you.
You're funny. You're funny. You know what? We're debating whether or not to take Niles the Weirdo back for the grooming because, you know, they shave him and he looks like a, you know.
Like a little lion.
Like a little rat or whatever. It's...
You can do that yourself.
No, you can't do that. I mean,
really?
Cats go out of their minds if you're trying to shave them. What are you talking about, man? That'd be a disaster.
Do you know from experience or what?
I just know from doing anything with a cat. They dogs will sit there and be like, oh, what are you doing to me? Okay. Cats lose their ever-loving minds.
Scratch you up.
Yeah, they'll tear your eyes
out. Spray
you.
It's
just all the hair.
Don't wash a cat? Is that what you just said?
No. Yeah, I did. Don't do that.
Don't wash the cat.
We will make him submit to a bath every once in a while, but that's about the extent of it. All right, let's play Rattle Off. We're going to give you a category. Kyla, you'll have 10 seconds to come up with 5 examples. So in 10 seconds, we want 5... The beauty about this one, because we'll often do, you know, 5 famous people named... John or 5 famous people named Amy. The beauty of this one is that it could be male, female. It doesn't matter because it's a unisex name. 10 seconds. We need 5 famous people named that. So we have to have heard of them. 5 famous people named Chris.
Yeah.
5 famous people named Chris. Ready? And
go.
Chris
Rock. Chris Stapleton. Chris Smith.
You know, Chris Smith.
Chris Smith.
Chris Kringle.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, what?
Chris Evans. Chris Hemsworth.
Chris Pratt.
Yeah.
Christina Aguilera.
Man. Oh, boy. Christopher Columbus. I mean.
Yeah, come on. That's a biggie.
Kyla, we're glad you called, and we hope you have a fun, fun day, okay?
Enjoy your coffee.
All right. Enjoy your day, boys.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. Thank you, Kyla. Bye-bye. And there she goes. She's off.
Gone.
Say hello to Steven.
Hello, Steven.
Hello.
Hello.
Hey,
hello.
We're good?
Pretty darn good. We've had a fun morning because the phone calls and the text messages have been terrific.
Real nice. Wonderful. Real nice.
And by the way, did get a confirmation from MG that Tesla that's stranded up at Yellowstone is her Orange Theory fitness instructor.
Right, and it sounds like they might have gotten it out.
Did they? Okay.
All right.
I think.
I wrote back to her and I said, you know what? I would be stunned if Elon Musk didn't do something for this guy. That's his kind of thing, you know, to get publicity.
Sure.
Like if this guy's Tesla was stranded up at Yellowstone because of all the roads washed out, it seems like Elon Musk would, like, fly him a new car or something.
Right, or fly a helicopter in with a big Tesla logo.
Yeah,
pick
with
it
a
up
big
and
magnet and pick it up.
Fly it off.
Mm. Steven, what kind of car do you drive?
I'm in a Subaru right now.
A Subi?
What do you mean, like, right now? Like, you don't normally drive a Subi? Or?
No, I'm actually in town to house it for a friend here in Golden.
Oh, that's nice of you.
I see.
So you don't even live here.
I don't even live here. I was just here for fun. Just take a month off of life. and come up.
Is that
here
right?
That sounds nice.
You're just taking a month off?
Yeah, just well, probably be about 6 weeks.
How did you do that?
Dang.
Do you work?
I don't work. I sold my business about a year ago.
Oh, so you're just sitting on a stack
of
cash.
In it. Is that what you're saying?
I'm just hanging out.
What was your business?
I started an IT company when I was about 25.
Oh my gosh. So
how old are you now?
You got millions.
I'm 51.
What'd you sell it for?
Oh, I don't know.
Come on.
Yeah, you
just say.
You can tell us. Listen, you're from out of town. Nobody knows who you are. You can tell us how many millions
and
you sold it for.
Why would you be shy about this? You started a company, made it work, and sold it for a lot of money. You should be proud of that.
Well, I'm happy with it.
How much?
It was enough.
Oh, my gosh. Steven!
Anytime, a company is reported on the news for being sold, they say how much it sold for.
Right.
What'd you sell it for?
Well, it was enough money for me not to have to work for the rest of my life.
Was it more than $10
million? No, that's a big number. Maybe. Let's just leave it at that.
Dude!
Let me ask you
Why
something.
Why are you so shy about this?
Was a lot of the money kind of under the table so that you don't have to pay taxes on it? Is that what's going on?
No.
Is IT code for my porn website?
No.
Okay.
Completely legit.
For my cocaine smuggling
he's
operation?
Now he's really not going to tell us.
It wasn't that kind of money.
So anyway, you got millions of dollars, and now you can just wander around.
Huh.
Well, I'm just hanging out in Denver. Well,
Golden, now you're house sitting for people. Where were you? Where'd you fly in from?
Uh-huh. Louisiana.
Well, down there in the bayou, eh?
Yeah, down in Louisiana. I'm supposed to be house sitting for a friend in London in a couple of weeks.
Life just keeps getting worse and worse for you, doesn't it?
So when you sell an IT company for tens of millions of dollars, your next job is house sitting for everybody?
Well, they're on a little trip. He took his mom to Greece.
Yeah,
and so I just decided to come up here. And
well,
take
why
care
wouldn't
of
he, man?
So you're a filthy rich guy, and all of your friends are filthy and rich too.
And you're crashing on your friends' couches.
Wow,
I'm a couch surfer. I'm out of the bag,
dude. We're just jealous.
So,
that's
why
all.
Did you? Why did you choose our morning show out of all of them that you could listen to when you came to Colorado?
I was listening to your radio station. I like the music you play.
Oh, okay.
Well, thank you.
And so
what about the show itself? Do you like us? Said, I mean, or is it just the music? Well, should we shut up and just play Ed Sheeran or what?
I've never heard your show before. This is it.
What do you think so far? What do you think in these last 5 minutes? What are you thinking?
I think when you said you got to have a sense of humor, you were right.
Oh, we just pry. We ask questions. We're just curious,
okay,
man.
You can ask us anything you want. What do you want to ask us?
Yeah, what's your question?
No, so what? I mean, I'm learning about the Avalanche. Do you guys like cover sports stuff, or what kind of talk show is this?
We don't cover a lot of sports, but this
we
is like
talk about
this is like the
it,
biggest sports thing in the city right now. So we're going to chit chat about it. You know,
come on, people are going crazy.
We do a lot of like relationship stuff and pop culture.
You know, it's
stuff.
Like when the Saints won the Super Bowl. You know that one time,
right? After they were terrible for all those years.
Yeah. I mean, your football fans down there in Louisiana were the ones who went with all the brown paper bags over their heads all the time, right?
Exactly. That's right. That's exactly right. For the longest time, they would wear brown paper bags. Now they dress up like clowns and have all kinds of fun down there. It's a fun place.
You know, we got like three or so Super Bowl championships around here.
I thought we don't talk sports a lot.
I know. But I think we watch the Broncos a lot down there.
Oh, boy.
Do you?
Yeah.
All right.
A lot of friends that are fans.
And now we just got purchased by the Walmart people. So, you know.
Oh, things are improving. That's great.
It's going to be a big year. Big year.
Things are looking up.
I like you, Steven. You're a good guy.
Yeah.
You seem nice.
So, do we need to explain again how this game works since you're not familiar with us? Do we need to tell you how it works?
Well, I think you said that you have to name five of whatever the category is within 10 seconds.
Yeah.
That's exactly right.
Like five big things you could pay cash for today because you're loaded.
Right. Five big things you could pay cash for.
Yeah. A boat, a building,
right.
The moon.
Uh-huh.
An airplane. See, I knew you got more than $10 million. I knew
it. He totally did. An IT company for the last 26 years?
Mm-hmm.
Did you have to pay any sort of taxes on what you sold the company for? How much was your tax bill?
A lot. You had to pay taxes on that. Yeah.
How much was it? How much was your tax bill?
Well, it was over seven digits, yeah.
Dude.
It's a lot.
So the taxes were over seven digits. So that means the sale had to be probably, what, $50
million? I don't know.
Did you own this with someone else, or is it just your baby?
No, I owned it.
Oh, my God.
You need to come down here and take us to lunch.
Hey, let me ask you something.
I would love to take you to lunch.
Let me ask you something. Do you want to buy a radio station?
No, I do not want to buy a radio station.
No.
Okay.
All right. No, I'm taking a couple of years off, and then I'll figure out what I'm going to do and go back.
You could buy a station, and we would kind of help run it.
Yeah, it'd be like Dom and Jeremy station.
You could manage it. That's right. All I have to do is back it, right?
Yeah, just back us, man. It'd be a huge success. We're really good.
Mm-hmm. Right. Well, I went to Red Rocks the other night. That was fun.
Who'd you see?
The Gin Blossoms.
Oh, yeah.
Awesome. Great concert.
Good show, man.
Bare Naked Ladies. They were fun. That was really a lot of fun.
And you were sitting there and you're like.
Bare Naked Ladies, but you know.
And you were sitting there and you were like, man, I should buy Red Rocks.
No, I sat right in front of the guy that sang for the Toad the Wet Sprocket.
Oh my God. One of my favorite bands of all time.
Yeah, and he was sitting right behind me. It was neat. I didn't talk to him. I didn't know his name.
Why not?
I don't know the names of any of those people.
His name is Toad.
Mr.
Toad.
I got to see Toad the Wet Sprocket just a few years ago at that cool little amphitheater up in Arvada. And so it was really intimate. And man, do they still put on good shows.
They do.
You have good
they
taste,
all
my
the
friend.
Songs I knew, which was nice. And they sang, and Gin Blossoms sang all the songs I knew.
I love Gin Blossoms, man.
We did a free summer concert a few years ago. We had Gin Blossoms. They played for our free summer concert out at Clement Park, and people went nuts over that, too. So,
fine.
You're touching a lot of nerves with us, buddy. All right, 10 seconds. Let's go with five musical acts from the 90s. Five musical acts from the 1990s. Ready?
You like bands?
Bands or solo artists, we don't care. Musical acts from the 90s. Ready?
Sure.
And go.
Gin Blossoms, Bare Naked Ladies, A Toad the Wet Sprocket,
I gave you an easy one.
The easy ones. I know. I should have been able to rattle off a ton of bands.
A ton!
That's all right. I got to play.
Well, you know what? We enjoyed talking to you, and enjoy your stay in Colorado, my friend, okay?
You bet. I'm enjoying it so far, and I'm going to have a great time.
Thanks for having us on,
all right,
Steve.
Buddy. Thank you for being on the show.
Thank you.
Later.
He's a good sport. He's a good sport coming up from the bayou. Listen to the boys.
What a great
guy. Very, very nice. Sarah, what would you do with $50 million in your pocket?
I don't really know.
You'd be like Steven. You wouldn't even know, so you would just
wander
around and sleep on people's couches.
I guess I'd try and house sit a little bit. I don't know.
Yeah, what a gig he's got. Good for him. Whatever.
Oh, man.
What are you doing today, Sarah?
I just left the Home Depot doing some yard work.
Awesome. Mm. Bags of mulch in the car. Great.
Yeah, you know it. A new fiddle tree because I just killed one. But
a fiddle tree?
Yeah, those, you know, trendy.
I don't know what a fiddle tree is.
I don't either.
I gotta look that up. It sounds like a Kama Sutra position.
Hmm. Yeah, maybe.
You know, the old fiddle tree. it's an indoor plant.
It's an indoor plant.
How'd you kill it?
We left town. It's, you know, it's my fault, but...
You left town and didn't water your little friend?
Let it.
You didn't water your fiddle tree?
I didn't water it. I didn't have anyone water it.
Oh.
She said,
fiddle dee dee, I'm not going to water that tree.
See you later, little tree. It's been great. Sorry you're so thirsty.
The dogs are fine. The tree, not so bad.
Oh, that's too bad. We'll try to take care of this one. That's a good looking little tree.
Yeah, try to do better. How old are you?
How old am I?
Mm-hmm.
31.
I was going to throw her the same question, the 90s bands, but she might not know those because she's kind of young.
Yeah,
10 seconds.
I heard the 90s thing and I panicked, like, oof, I don't know.
Yeah, that's all right. Listen, 10 seconds. We were talking about some of this in our trending report earlier. Five foods that are traditionally adored by children. Five foods if you got little kids. Five foods that you're always making for little kids. Ready? And go.
Chicken fingers, tortellini, French fries, waffles, French toast.
Oh, she got in fish sticks at the end.
The fish sticks. I don't know. I was gonna not allow tortellini.
My kids are always like, Dad, make some tortellini.
Yeah, that's not it.
My kid loves tortellini.
You got a weird kid.
Thus the word traditionally, which I threw in there.
Doesn't your kid like cheese sticks or anything like that?
Yeah.
Mozzarella sticks?
Like, I'm sure I can find some kid who likes Chateaubriand for two, but that's not traditional.
Mom, we're out of tortellini again.
He's a big tortellini guy.
Well, I'm sorry, son. You're just going to have to make do with pheasant under glass.
We're just goofing.
I know.
I feel like you're mad now.
No, I'm not.
Okay, we're not trying to make fun of your kid, but that's like...
No, yeah, I mean...
That's cool. He has a very sophisticated...
He's got a sophisticated palate. You're a winner!
Yeah. Good job. Yeah.
A little bit of a pity move on our part, but you know, it doesn't matter because, Sarah, you're delightful, so...
Yeah, go water your tree, all right?
Yeah, try not to kill this next one, all right?
I'll do my best.
Okay, listen, hold on. Josh is going to come back. He's going to talk to you about your...